According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, zero people in California are feeling the effects of drought. Atmospheric rivers have brought an onslaught of rain, and a blizzard earlier this week dumped on the Sierra Nevada mountains. Here's NBC News correspondent Steve Patterson reporting Monday from Truckee near Lake Tahoe.
This region got hit really hard, 5 to 10 feet in most places. If you go up in the mountains, 12 feet of snow in some places. The big danger, though, Interstate 80 shut down for about 100 miles.
That is a lot of snow. Nusha Ajami is a water expert with Lawrence Berkeley National Lab in California. She joins us now. Nusha, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this news, the snow, 10 to 12 feet of it in the Sierra Nevada this week. How do folks like you react to blizzards like that in California?
So obviously it was a welcome news. Before the storm, we were in precipitation deficit. We didn't have enough snow. So we were all really happy to see that some snow was coming to California. It's important for people to know that California's water system is very much dependent on snowpack, and sort of snowpack acts as our natural storage. So when we have shortage of snowpack, that means that we are going to have problems during late spring and summertime.
But it's looking pretty good now, I understand. I mean, how much water is in all that snow? Can you describe it in a way that, you know, the rest of us would understand?
Sure. So as I said, we started with a significant deficit before this blizzard came through, and now we are almost at average. So while it was really welcome news, it didn't really necessarily give us more than what we needed. Now we are going to count on weather and hope that we are not going to see a significant warming in the next few weeks, because that can cause the snow to evaporate or actually end up melting faster than it should. As I said, we depend on the snow as a storage because it kind of keeps the water on the mountain. Gradually, snow melts and fills reservoirs for future needs.
So we'll get to the reservoirs in just a minute, but if you add up last year's snowy winter and all these atmospheric rivers that California has gotten, I see almost no signs of drought when I look at the maps for California. Am I reading those right? Does that sound right to you?
Yes, absolutely. So we are not in a drought at this moment in time, which is a welcome news, obviously.
And about those reservoirs, which were until recently almost empty, some of them have been so full of water, they've had to have releases to leave room for the snow that's going to melt. Some of it has been going right back into the ocean. Do you think California is taking full advantage of all this water that they've been getting, or maybe wasting an opportunity? What do you think?
During drought years, generally what happens in California is people start using groundwater to augment shortage in the water supply. And that means we have a lot of overdrafted groundwater basins that needs to be recharged. So some of this water can actually really help recharge those groundwater basins. If I was operating those reservoirs right now, I would really hope that the snow holds, because you don't want to release a lot of water to sort of capture early melt. Because in a normal situation, you want to make sure you release enough to meet water demand downstream, and then gradually this melt comes in and fills it up. If you have to release it ahead of time, that means that you're giving up some of that water.
Yeah. Speaking of capture, earlier this week, I spoke with Art Castro. He's with the City of LA's Department of Water and Power, and he told me how LA is diverting stormwater into these large dirt spreading grounds so that all the rain will soak back into the ground. Here he is.
When I was going to school for civil engineering school, the major thought there was stormwater is a liability. So let's get it into the gutters, let's get it into the rivers and out to the Pacific Ocean as soon as possible. Now we're kind of back engineering that system. Now we see it as an asset where we want to capture as much as we can.
What do you think about that? How much of a cultural shift are these kinds of projects for California, and what kind of potential do you think it offers the state?
Huge cultural shift. So the 20th century model that we very much depend on, or the 20th century infrastructure, was very much about man-made gray infrastructure helping us to achieve water security. What we have learned in the past 20, 30 years, or even longer, is we need to work with nature in order to achieve water security.
So what else needs to be done? I mean, look, the future with climate change has added so much uncertainty, and California has always been in this sort of battle with trying to manage the whipsaw of long stretches of drought and then flash flooding. What else needs to be done
You know, I always say we have 19th century laws, 20th century infrastructure, and 21st century problems. That 20th century infrastructure is not really helping us right now. We actually really need to rethink our infrastructure. It starts from managing our demand better and then goes to, can we reuse water? Then goes back to how much water can we capture to recharge our groundwater basins, try to capture as much of this water as we can for dry years. So we need to think about the, you know, extreme years where we have a lot more snow and rain as, you know, as an exception, the time that we have to capture as much as we can and let our system to come back to a healthy state. That way we can weather longer droughts.
Nusha Ajami is a water expert with the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab in California. Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking to me.